You're still listening to Arsenal for Democracy. I'm your host, Bill Humphrey. This week, we've been talking at length about various Supreme Court cases and the situation in Detroit. Obviously, at the time that we were recording the bulk of the show, the Hobby Lobby decision had not come out yet, so we're holding our discussion of the Hobby Lobby case over to next week. There's going to be a pretty extensive discussion that we're going to record for next week's episode. But we had some time left over this week as a result of the timeline of when the different cases were released. So what I decided we were going to do is air a segment that we had recorded on May 12th of this year, 2014, and we had not aired that previously for time reasons, and then it was sort of not as timely, but the subject is back in the news. So essentially this is about Jameis Winston, who's a college athlete. Sometimes on the show we talk about where politics intersects with athletics in the United States, and so a lot of this segment had to do with sort of the various legal cases against him, because he's someone who has achieved two forms of notoriety and one form of notability. So, been accused of various sexual assault things, been accused of shoplifting, and then is notable for being a apparently very talented athlete. So, Greg is on the line now. He's going to introduce kind of what's just been happening, and then we're going to go to that pre-recorded segment from May 13th. So, Greg, what's the newest news on Mr. Winston?
So, Jameis Winston, late last week, on the 27th, was named the Atlantic Coastal Conference, the ACC, Male Athlete of the Year. He was one of, I think, three other Florida State athletes to ever receive this award. It's very prestigious, perhaps not as prestigious as the Heisman, but it also recognizes his contributions to his team in more than just football. He's also a very serviceable relief pitcher for the Florida State Seminoles, and obviously we're well aware of his exploits on the field. From a specifically athletic standpoint, he is without a doubt the best football player in the ACC this year. And from what I understand about his pitching prowess, he's also pretty good at that too. So just from his product on the field, certainly there is a very strong case for him to receive this award. However, there are some, let's say, off the field issues that have yet to really be addressed publicly and, let's say, reflect on sort of the accolades that he has received for his product on the field.
Right. I think you could say they're leaving a bit of a cloud over some of the athletic achievements, as well they, some of them definitely should, given the, you know, allegations against him. So when we had recorded that segment, it was not too long after the shoplifting charges were placed against him. I don't really know how that got resolved, if at all.
So what Jameis Winston actually got for being caught shoplifting those crab legs is unique to Florida. He got an adult civil citation, which is sort of like the step below an actual sort of arrest.
All right. So in the segment that we recorded on May 12th, which we're going to go to now, you had wanted to make an argument sort of suggesting that Winston, uniquely among troubled college athletes, managed to encapsulate most of the major problems with college athletics and the country's approach to them in regards to handling various issues that have been raised and questioned in recent years. Is that a basic summary of that?
That's right. That's right. It was about him in the sense that he was used as my example, but I don't think that he is. I think that he might be, you know, more of a product of his environment. I just think that there are a number of forces that have mixed together in this thing that we call amateur college athletics that has produced this very exemplary young man in the athletic field who also has all of the issues that he is facing off the field.
All right. Well, let's give a listen to that. The following segment was recorded on May 12th, 2014, and was with me, Greg, who's on the line now, and Nate, who was in studio with me. So we'll give a listen to that now.
My thesis was that basically that Jameis Winston represents all that is wrong with college football, but not necessarily in the way that people think that what that means. But what I mean is that basically that Jameis Winston is simultaneously this demigod on campus, and he can get away with potentially raping a woman because he is this demigod, and at the same time, he doesn't have enough money to afford food, so he's stealing crab legs from a grocery store. And so it's interesting the dichotomy between the two, where in one sense, these players are elevated on this pedestal, and they're allowed to get away with a lot of these things, and at the same time, they are still basically in indentured servitude. so they can't afford to go and get and buy groceries. I think that on the day that this happened, there was one of the Jameis Winston's teammates was tweeting, what you guys don't understand is that we were only around for one meal that day. The rest of the day, we were working, we were doing stuff for the football team. And so basically, we only had one meal provided for us that day. Just the juxtaposition of the two, quote unquote, bad situations that Jameis Winston got himself into over the past couple of months are very interesting in the way that they were handled and in the way that this one person cannot embody these two ideas, these two sort of problems with quote unquote amateur athletics, which is basically that they're in one sense, they're elevated to some level where they can do things that you or I would not be able to get away with. And at the same time, they're not compensated for the work that they do. And so they have to go to these extra means in order to survive.
But of course, it's much more serious that the rape than the shoplifting.
And, yeah. And interestingly enough, I think that a large portion of the sports watching community finds it more egregious that Jameis Winston got caught shoplifting than Jameis Winston did not get charged for sexual assault. And I think that that's a really interesting thing. It seems that we sort of have our priorities mixed up. The thing that we should forgive Jameis Winston for is obviously shoplifting for food when he doesn't have money to buy food and he doesn't have an opportunity to get food for free because he's working on football. And the other interesting thing is that there's a sort of parallel. You might think that this has been a recent problem. Deadspin posted an article, which was an excerpt from this book about Joe Namath. So Joe Namath was in a similar situation to Jameis Winston back when he was in college, except he was even more brazen about the things that he was doing. He was literally just going into grocery stores and then like opening up a carton of milk and then drinking the carton of milk and then going to the next aisle and then opening like a bag that contained a loaf of bread and then opening up a thing of bologna and some cheese and then just making himself a sandwich. And then he would just leave. And the store owners didn't do anything. So, I mean, like, this is certainly not a new problem. When I say that Jameis Winston is emblematic of everything that is wrong with college football, I'm not saying that Jameis Winston is an evil person, a bad person, what have you. I'm just saying...
For the shoplifting.
Right, exactly. And what I'm saying is that he is... What he appears to be a product of this environment that is very deleterious to college athletes. Certainly... Far too often, it seems that these college athletes are getting accused of improper sexual behavior and then not getting charged for it. But then on the flip side of that, are sort of hamstrung by the sort of compensation that they can and cannot have by the NCAA. And so they get caught doing things like shoplifting with Jameis Winston, like selling their autographs with Johnny Manziel.
I think that's somewhat different situations, but.
Right, exactly. They're different situations, but I think that they both speak to the problems that are inherent in how the United States does amateur athletics.
Yeah, well, one thing I'll just say is Manziel is independently wealthy through his parents' oil money, so I think that was maybe more to do with his ego rather than trying to provide like some extra spending money, but I think that is a good comparison and just a good point overall. One thing I will say about the sexual assault allegations were, if you go back and listen to the press conference in which like the local district attorney was saying that he wasn't going to prosecute him, I'm not entirely sure anyone can listen to that and not come away extremely skeptical at the justice process surrounding that whole situation, because I mean, it did not seem like the prosecutor was taking the whole thing seriously. He was cracking jokes. He didn't really give any specific reasons why the prosecution wouldn't go for it, or just like in terms of concrete evidence. The whole thing was extremely shady, and I walked away with that more convinced of something bad happened than I did before. So, I mean, that's all I'll say about that. But
yeah, and I think that that speaks a lot less to the what's wrong with, you know, amateur sports in America, and a lot more to the two things. One, what's wrong with the Florida justice system? And two, what's wrong with this country and how it handles rape and sexual assault, which is, you know, the idea of treating it as a big joke or whatever is just unacceptable. And a rampant problem that is by no means limited to Florida, although it becomes interesting when that jurisdiction then wants to nail him to the wall for shoplifting.
Well, I mean, here's the other interesting thing, though, is that that same district attorney that was cracking all of those jokes during that press conference about Jameis Winston, there was a woman that wrote an article for Deadspin that said, when I went to Florida State back in the 80s, I was sexually assaulted. And this guy that I saw that was cracking all these jokes during the Jameis Winston press conference was my biggest advocate. I trusted him so much. He got me the justice that I needed. And I was absolutely shocked that in this situation, when this guy had previously, I think she called him my knight in shining armor, this guy completely flipped and was just making a complete mockery, it seemed, of the entire situation and just everybody. It was just a little giggle fest.
That's pretty upsetting that yeah. You could have such different standards for depending on whether the kid's an athletics star or something. I mean, that's pretty disturbing, actually.
Okay, so yeah. So to loop this all back together, Greg, your point is that he was getting special treatment above and beyond the typically lax way that many law enforcement people and prosecutors respond to sexual assault allegations, right? That's he right. was getting even more light treatment because of his athletic status.
That's right. I mean, especially because everybody realized that this kid has a very, very significant chance to win the Heisman. And it turns out he did win the Heisman. And, you know, for what it's worth, he was definitely the best football player in college football last year. There's no question about that. But it's just that shouldn't be something that makes it so that, oh, okay, we're not going to take this allegation seriously. We're going to crack jokes about it, and then we're just not going to pursue anything.
Yeah, it's just a disgusting way to handle the situation.
Right. But when I say Jameis Winston is everything that's wrong with college football, it is an indictment of Jameis Winston, certainly. But it's more an indictment on the culture that allows this sort of behavior to be permissible in, on the one hand, with, like I said, elevating these players to demigod status, and on the other hand, not compensating them in terms of monetarily so that they have to go to these extra means in order to provide for themselves.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me to talk about all of these different topics. Nate, thank you so much for being in studio.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
And on the line from Maryland, Greg, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Arsenal for Democracy is going to be continuing all summer, pretty much every Wednesday night on WVUD and arsenalfordemocracy.com. If you know, are dying for more analysis and other news topics during the week, we've got stuff coming out every day on arsenalfordemocracy.com that's, you know, written articles and things like that and research that we're doing. When there are weeks without episodes, we've also got content coming out then. So arsenalfordemocracy.com is the place where you're going to want to go for all of that good stuff and various other things surrounding the show. There's also a way you can contact us if you have thoughts about anything that we talked about today or on any of the other episodes. So definitely check us out there. That is going to bring us to the end of this week's episode. Thanks for listening to Arsenal for Democracy. Tweet us your comments at AFDRadio or email AFDRadio@gmail.com. The show is available for download from arsenalfordemocracy.com on Wednesdays. You can also hear it on the air in Delaware from 91.3 FM WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern. Special thanks to my voiceover man, Justin. You can follow his work at the Digitized Ramblings of an 8-Bit Animal from 8bitanimal.com. You can get additional commentary at arsenalfordemocracy.com daily, as well as links to articles discussed today. From my studio in Newton, Massachusetts, I'm Bill Humphrey, and I approve this message. Good night.